your eyes. There's Janet there now, see?
When you talk to people, you look at their eyes.
That's right. What are you really trying to look at? Their spirit. Their spirit. See, you're a spirit and they're a spirit. And when you meet, it's really spiritual. It isn't physical at all.
You're trying to see them.
Yeah. And again, it is true that, for instance, when their spirit is deceitful, you know, blessed is man, etc., in whose spirit there is no deceit. But what about when there is deceit in your spirit, when you're not born again? Well, that's where you're the, you know, the giant magnet, and they're the weak one. They can't stand it. Didn't you ever see them when they see you walking down the street?
You should do look.
Yeah. Well, why? Why is that? Why do people do that? Really?
Can they see something?
Out of guilt.
They see something they fear out of guilt. All that's true. Their spirit, even though their mind doesn't know it, see, their mind is one thing, their spirit is another. Their spirit, spiritually, they know. You know what I mean? For instance, they haven't even seen you yet, and you walk up to them, and you know how it's going to go, and it goes that way. You know, there was something there before the word. Yeah. Sure. Spirits know each other. You'll see their spirits. See? Well, you will. See, you should be able to come to know their spirits, at least. Perception of spirits is one thing, but you should at least be able to come to know their spirit and to be able to separate it from their heart, from their mind, from their personality. You can see with their personality where they're straining. All these things you've seen in pieces where their personality is straining to try to present a certain picture, but you see, in your words, they're really somewhere else. Well, that's their spirit. You understand?
Yeah.
When they're somewhere else, you'd say the real them, the real you. Where is their spirit really at? Well, that's their spirit. Any questions? Okay, well, the eye is the lamp of the body. Now, when you meet people, you look at their eyes, don't you?
Sure.
Don't you?
Yeah, right.
And there is a thing there that that people don't like that. Just like they don't like saying their name. For instance, people wouldn't like you walking up to them and undressing them. Yeah. And yet, spiritually, this is what we're able to do, to see into them. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. If you have the light, even their dark parts, if their eyes are the light, are their light, even their dark parts you can see, if you have your own light. Come on in now. By all means. Come back here.
Good.
Hi, how'd it go?
Great.
Good.
Thanks, God.
Here's those cards.
Right.
We are into, I'm going to turn the tape off for a while now. Again. Sure. But there is deceit in your spirit then. Well, in a way, it's a deceitful thing. In a way, it's a thing you built up over the years, humanly. Even when you didn't know, deceit is conscious. You know. When your spirit is deceiving, it isn't that your personality It is taking advantage of you. You control your personality. See what I mean? All right. The eye is the lamp of the body. What, buddy?
I was just thinking about it.
The eye is the lamp of the body.
Yeah.
So that's how you know people. That's how you see them. By the light. When a person is trying to deceive, unless they have a very good personality, and then there'll be signs that it's a human personality rather than deceit or honesty. There'll be signs whereby you can test the spirit to see whether this is human personality, you know, putting on a very good performance, or whether it is a spirit, the way the spirit really is. That's part of what's meant by test the spirit, the real test the spirit. I used to think that means you walk up and say, can you say the word Jesus? If you can, you're all right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That was cute. Yeah. Who was that, by the way, that day?
I don't know, but it could have been me.
But that's Slash, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, you mean up to you?
Yeah. Hey, you see, now, cutie pies, are y'all spaced out now? Remember, the scripture says every spirit that confesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you think that means everybody that can pronounce it. Oh, no. Now maybe you can start to see that. Again, a good personality, a good act. Don't believe every spirit. But test it. If it's the spirit saying it, then that person is saved. But if it isn't the spirit saying it, if it's their mind or their personality, then that scripture doesn't hold true. Nothing. Look at her. Nothing. Huh? Every spirit that confesses that Jesus is come in the flesh. Well, how does a spirit confess that?
Yeah.
Not necessarily by you saying it. So it's silly. It's silly. Hey, I used to have to try to keep from laughing when everybody was with long faces would go through their thing. Think about it now. Just think a while. As long as somebody can say Jesus has come in the flesh, then it's just all right. As long as somebody says it, there is the part that says if you confess with your lips, there is the part of speaking, yeah. If you do that and trust in your heart. Well, that's the one that...